Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Beyond Hope Project podcast. My name is Jason Tharp, the champion of hope, as well as a brain cancer survivor, myself, a mountain of self-negative talk and trying to figure out life the same as you. And I want to welcome you to this podcast and really want to ask a favor of you. You know two people that need to hear this, and those people know two people. My goal is to affect two people today, to have two people that listen to this that want to share with two other people. I think if we can do that, we can start a wave where we start to transform this possibility, what hope can bring to you. And that's what this podcast is about. Now, remember, we define hope a little different here. The hope is an impact point, a starting point. And then you're going to start down your path and maybe you'll figure something will happen where you'll feel like you've done something wrong or whatever, but you're going to figure out a way back to that path. And that's what we're trying to do is be those guideposts that guide you back to the path to make you realize that there's nothing wrong with you. You're doing great just as you are, but give you a little bit of guide points along the way that kind of maybe help steer you back there because you might feel a little lost or whatever. And today, I got a doozy one because I will be honest before I even start, I'm not even sure how to express this enough because it's been something that I've been kicking around in my head. And I figured the best way to do that was just in real time, talk to you about some of the stuff that I've been thinking about myself as I've been working on myself and trying to evolve and stuff like that. It's this idea of what's the difference between change and transformation. I think everybody says they're looking for change or they want to change or I've changed or whatever. And I look at it in this way. And the easiest way I can put this is that I have tried to figure out why it took a brain tumor for me to wake up to who I am. Because it wasn't like I didn't have other awakenings. I had had different ones along the way. You know, whether it was, you know, not being able to leave the house because my pants were too tight and finding myself like, you know, weighing 200 pounds than I used to, whether it was, you know, going almost bankrupt and trying to figure things out to being at the bottom of like just depression and all of these things to wearing different masks to all these things and all these awakenings that I kind of bounced out of, you know, because a lot of people would always tell me what was impossible or they put projections on me. And rather than listening to it, I'd always kind of evolved from it. But then what I realize, especially, you know, lately, and it's not something I shouldn't say lately, but it's been happening for sure over the last, since brain tumor really, was the question of why did it take a brain tumor for me to wake up to finally who I was? And I've been thinking about this idea of what's the difference between change and transformation. And I think change happens when you just say like, I no longer want to do that. I'm going to change that behavior. That's, you know, maybe something that I was going through before, like, you know, in order for me to change the weight circumstance for me, I needed to change the way I ate. And that's one way of looking at it. But I think what's different about this is that what I can say for a fact is anybody that knew me definitely prior to COVID did never know me. They never knew me at all because I always wore a mask and I always projected different things. And nobody really knew the authentic who I was. And even after COVID, when I started really traveling down that road of starting to figure this stuff out, I still would have moments where I would have these profound things, but I still like kind of rooted behind the parts I wouldn't show anybody was this story I continue to tell myself. And maybe that wasn't enough or that there was something wrong with me or I was a bad person because I made mistakes or, you know, you can relate to that. Any of those sort of things that we kind of consistently tell ourselves over again. But what I realized, I think, is that through the brain tumor, what happened was a complete transformation. You know, what happened was when I was given the diagnosis, when initially told I had 7 months to live, I kind of cocooned myself. And in that cocooning myself, I didn't do it in a way that on purpose. Like it was, I think, trying to figure out because everything around me wanted to not believe and to push past that. But in a way, out of protection, I cocooned myself from that stuff because I needed to figure out a way out of this thing. How am I going to change the way I see this? And be, in order to actually change what I thought was change, I needed to go inward and I really needed to kind of like the caterpillar, right? I needed to cocoon myself and go through the process of digging deep into all these things, all these stories, all the stuff I told myself. And what I started to realize was that everything that I had kind of built these stories around of blame, of shame, of, you know, all of this different stuff, all was rooted in my experience of that world. And the people or the things that were involved in that time were experiencing their own stuff at that time. but I would say such and such did this. So therefore this, you know, therefore I'm bad or they're bad or, you know, whatever. You fill in the blanks with that same sort of statement yourself, but we do this all the time as well. Blame somebody else without ever thinking that the world has their own world going on inside of them. They're experiencing a whole different version of this world than you are. And then what was the cocoon allowed me to do was remove myself from the situations and start to look at the actual story I was telling myself. And it allowed me to, in that process, analyze through awareness what I was thinking, asking questions like, is it true? Are these things actually factual, or are they just something that I've made up to fill in a story that I've been telling myself my whole life? But the core being that I wanted to be somebody that outlived this diagnosis, that became somebody that was going to take this story and not let it be, not let this thing happen to somebody that's just going to let it be, but I can actually take the story, package it up, and start to tell it to other people that they can see themselves in it. And to me, that's where transformation started. It was that little seed that began. And then just like the caterpillar, it started to change and I emerged somebody completely different. Now, when I look at that person, I think back of me, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, I don't even recognize that person. If that person was to come in and sit next to me, I don't even know that I could relate to that person because it's such a vast difference between who I was then and who I am now. When you can sit down and look at yourself and you know that I'm working on a different wavelength than I was before. I am thinking of myself in a completely different light. I can catch myself in a heartbeat if I'm having a negative thought about myself, catch myself and immediately change it. And I can recognize vibes from people in a different way than I did before. And I am not afraid to, you know, either stick true to my values, stand up for myself, or stop the people pleasing. You know, because that was one of my big traits I would do is I always put myself in situations where I didn't necessarily want to be in, but I did it because I was afraid of what the other person would think or the other, the job thing would think or, you know, never just really sticking up for the stuff that was at the core of who I was. And so I let that all go by cocooning and figuring out this stuff. The reason why I'm sharing all this stuff is because I feel like there's a lot of us out there that are looking for change and we think it's in some sort of guru or we think it's in some sort of course or in some sort of, I don't know, fill in the blank, like the bottom of a wishing well. I mean, you're just throwing these pennies, hoping and hoping and hoping. But the thing is that just like what I talk about hope being that ignition switch, hope won't do anything for you if you don't take action towards it. If you don't take action that is intentional towards the thing that you're wanting to do, you're not going to change. It's a complete transformation that has to happen. You have to change your relationship with who you were and understand that everything about that is now severed. If you're going to create a new reality, all of those things no longer fit in your new reality. Anything that you related to in the past that you can look at that I did not like that about myself or I did not like those things, if you are still bringing that into your present, then you have not dealt with all of this stuff. It's about digging deep into your story, figuring out what in it is actually true and is it serving you in this present moment. And I think, you know, that has been such something that has been eating at me for quite a while lately where it's so hard to explain and it has been a struggle. And that's why I figured the best way to come on here was to talk to you all about it because it is that idea of like, why did it take that? And I guess maybe one of the reasons why I'm motivated to share that with you is because maybe there's a chance that somebody out there is going to hear this and they aren't going to have to experience something like a brain tumor. They aren't going to have to experience something like life kicking them really hard. Now here's the catch though. Most of you are going to hear this and it's going to go in one ear, out the other. And that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with you, but I will tell you that life will continue to kick until you pay attention to it. And then eventually what's going to happen is it's going to kick so hard that you have no choice but to pay attention to it. And I would love to be able to stop, you know, that from happening for you. Because the thing is that I think we think that change takes too long and that it's going to be years and years and years to transform into this version that you want. But I would make the argument that change happens in an instant. The transformation part is the digging deep. And it isn't through 10 years of work or continually to go to all of these gurus and paying all this stuff and keep doing. The answers that you're looking for is hidden behind everything that you're afraid to talk about in yourself. You don't have to talk to other people about this. If you're somebody that just wants to do the work, I am a big advocate for therapy for sure. For me, I was better at dealing with it myself, like figuring out a way and talking to myself. I wrote letters to myself. I still write letters to myself every single day that we're trying to break down all of these things. You know, I practice every day getting better at this, realizing that every day is a reset. This isn't a battle that I'm just going to all of a sudden win and I never have to deal with it again. I'm going to constantly be doing this stuff. Transforming means that you have changed the landscape of who you are, you know, and that's what I've done is I've changed the landscape. That doesn't mean that like the person is gone. That means that person that I value is different. Like I hold myself to a different standard that I know my boundaries. I'm not afraid to stand up for them. And that I realize that I'm pretty damn cool. And I don't care if anybody else thinks that or not. That used to be a big driving force to me is thinking that I wanted everybody to like me and I would do everything to make everybody like me. But now I really don't care because I like me. And that is, that's pretty awesome. So what I'm hoping again is that somebody out there is going to resonate with this. Again, my goal is two people. If I can get two of you to resonate with this and share it with somebody else. That's a win for me. That is my goal that I've made for myself. That's a daily thing now. I just want to affect two people. And then hopefully those two people will share this with two other people. And then what will happen is we'll start a snowball. I like to tell everybody I'm building a snowman over here. I'm taking that big bottom and I'm building and I'm packing it all in. And next part, I'm going to get the top part on. And eventually what we're going to have is this really cool snowman. And you know, that all happens through just persistence of showing up. So, you know, sometimes this episode is just me working my stuff out. And that's okay. Because in a lot of ways, I think doing stuff like this, where you're facing your fears a little bit, maybe it is, it's a little therapeutic for me that to understand that if I can speak this out in public, you kind of make the monster not so big. And I would encourage a lot of you out there to try that. I think we build up these mountains in our brain that there's this huge monster inside our head that we can never overcome because it's rooted in stories that we've been telling ourselves our whole lives. But the catch is that monster is nothing more than just a little version of you that just needs a little healing. It needs to be seen, it needs to be recognized, and then you kind of need to deal with it and understand and accept that this was part of your story. And I need to move on and I need to transform it into this new version. And that's where, maybe you need a cocoon. Maybe you do need to write letters to yourself. Maybe you do need to see a therapist. Maybe you do need to just go out in the woods and yell. I don't know what it is for you. But I want you to know that like, if you can relate to this, that I'm there with you. Life is tough sometimes, and it is hard to figure out us. And in that challenge of finding out us though, you're going to find that, what I have experienced and from people that I have talked with is all of the pain is usually the guidepost that shows you what you should be working on. And if you could figure out how that works for you, how to deal with that in the moment, being hyper aware of what you're feeling as you're thinking through this stuff, being open-hearted enough to love yourself enough to do the hard work and just persist, knowing every single day is an opportunity for you to find one step closer to the version of you that you're seeking just by being you and accepting yourself for all the stuff, forgiving yourself for all the mistakes, and knowing that some people just don't fit in that world anymore, and that's okay. What you'll find out is that you're going to feel pretty empowered. And in that, with that empowerment becomes confidence. And that confidence, you're going to have the bravery to continue to do it again and again and again. And then one day people are going to be amazed by that transformation. And you're going to find that there's been people all along that have been rooting you on when you felt alone, even though you weren't, they were cheering you on. And that's pretty magical. That's part of being human. With that being said, I just want to, once again, as I always tell you on this, just want to remind you that you're doing a good job. Life is tough sometimes, and things are always going to go sideways, and they might go your right way, but eventually something's going to flare up where you got to deal with yourself. And I hope that what you do is today, maybe after you listen to this, you take a moment to find a mirror, look in there, and just tell yourself how good of a job you're doing. Because it's not easy being a human. Sometimes life is overwhelming. And above all else, you're not alone in this. Everybody knows pain. But what is painful right now will one day become part of your past story that you'll look back at and say, wow, I got there through all this stuff. And to me, that's pretty amazing. So happy transforming yourself. And I hope that this resonates with you. If it did, I'd love to hear some of your comments. You can totally message me. You can find all this stuff everywhere. Again, you know two people that need to hear this, that knows two people. If you could pass that on to somebody, that's my goal. I want to hit two people sharing this story, spreading this hope around, because this is how you start this self-discovery revolution. Party of one is great, but party of many is going to change a lot of people's lives. And that is our mission here is impact. So guys, until you see you next time, keep going. You're doing great. And I hope this helps. Power up.
Foxland Media. Think big.